people know that some water birds like eagles, loons, osprey, gulls, and herons eat fish. But did you know that many kinds of fish take revenge? The anglerfish of the Atlantic coast is sometimes called the goosefish because it occasionally feeds on geese. One anglerfish, when caught, had the remains of 7 wild ducks in its stomach. The thresher shark, known in all temperate seas, attacks and swallows loons. That may be part of the reason our state bird is so eager to return to Minnesota every spring. Even huge pelicans are not safe from fish on the oceans. Sharks have been known to sever their wings. And oceanic fish have managed to take quite a few land birds, too. One yellow-billed cuckoo was found inside a tiger shark in the Gulf of Mexico, and a ruffed grouse was found in an edible cod off Newfoundland. Several species of freshwater fish also take birds. Pike in Canada take enormous numbers of young waterfowl in June and July when the baby ducks are swimming in shallow water. One northern pike leaped into the air from Lake Minnetonka right here in Minnesota and caught a black tern, which it dragged underwater to eat. Pike have also been known to take kingfishers. Bass often jump up and swallow small birds flycatching near the surface of a lake. They mainly get warblers and hummingbirds. All in all, it's a jungle out there, so it's nice to hear about a bird and some fish that got along. In North Carolina several years ago, a male cardinal spent his summer feeding 7 goldfish in a garden pool. No one knows exactly how the whole thing got started, but the theory is that the cardinal, who probably lost his own brood somehow, went to the pool for a drink and noticed the bright orange gaping mouths of the fish. The color pattern of the fish's mouths, so much like that of young cardinals, must have stimulated him to look for food, so he brought back a beak full of worms and stuffed them into the pleasantly surprised goldfish. After that, whenever he brought food to the pool fence and chirped, the fish crowded to the water's edge and sometimes even jumped out of the water in their eagerness to be fed, and he stuffed more food into them. Many ornithologists would explain this behavior as simply a stimulus response situation and let it go at that. But Joel Carl Welty, who wrote one of the leading ornithology textbooks, put it much more nicely. He said, "The two instinctive appetites, one to feed, the other to be fed, magnetically attracted each other, and a temporary, satisfying bond was set up." I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.